Hi, this is Dan Sweeney, host of One Hit Wonders, heard every Saturday on WILO, 10 to noon. Now back to Kevin Keith and today's episode of Party Line.
Thank you very much, Dan. I've also got Melissa Miller with me on this Monday. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Blevins Insurance, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, save money right now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, and Clinton County Daily News. com. I am Kevin, that is Melissa, and on the phone we've got Stephanie Cooper with the Clinton County Family YMCA. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being available on first thing Monday morning. You guys have so much going on. I didn't know for sure where you wanted to start. I guess I'll let you start the conversation with what you've got coming up here over the next week or two. I know there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So we're midway through T-ball. T-ball's going great. Soccer registrations are about ready to roll out, and soccer's always a great event here at the Y for the kids. And we're still doing registrations for our dodgeball tournament that's actually going to take place in November. But what we did was we did a little bit of like an early registration so people could get in at a better rate. And, you know, the longer you wait, the more you pay. So. Mm-hmm. All of that is kind of in registration mode. What we're really excited about right now is we are bringing back the Halloween at the Y. So historically, that used to be a pretty big event. You know, a lot of the community would pass through for that. So mm-hmm. with COVID, it went down to like a drive-through.
Right.
We don't want to do that again. So we're going to do an indoor event. That way, weather permitting, we can be, you know, mm-hmm. go in full force. So we have some of our community partners and some of our families coming in to do tables and pass out candy. We're going to have a photo booth set up. We've got the DJ coming. Gidda Funeral Home, Day Funeral Home, is going to provide dinner that evening from our snack shack. And following that, we are going to have a teen dance, a Halloween teen dance.
Oh, wow. All right. So you're going to make a full night of it, huh?
Make a full night of it, yeah, from 6 to 8. Families can come and do their trick-or-treating and enjoy the festivities. We'll have some crafts going for the kids, some games, a cakewalk, all sorts of big things. You know, you think back, I remember trick-or-treating in the 90s as a kid, and, you know, the nursing home in Mulberry, that was one of my favorite places to go because they had the cakewalk that night, music playing. It was just a fun family event. So, you know, we want to get back to bringing the families in. You know, kids as little as, you know, even our little six-week-old babies, mm-hmm. we want them to be able to come and have fun and do some things with the community. So really trying to hit all age groups and, you know, kids, teens that are old enough to come to the dance, you know, we're doing 13 to 18. Their parents can enjoy, you know, an hour and a half, knowing that their kids are safe here at the Y.
I love that. I know that, as you said, the Halloween used to be a big deal at the Y, and COVID kind of slowed everything down. So glad
to
hear that.
Yeah, it really did. So the staff are really excited. The families are really excited. And we've got some great community partners helping us by sponsoring things that we can provide to the community.
Were you able to get, since you said the registration is continuing and everything for T-ball, were you able to get the right amount of coaches you needed?
We did, you know, so Mo, we have some interns coming from the crossing. They're helping us out on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. And so we have some interns helping. And then once the season started, Mo had a family, you know, meeting with them. And we had a couple parents step up and say, hey, we would love to help out.
Good.
What's great is because some of those parents have already said, look, we want to help with soccer too. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We have coaches.
That's good. I know sometimes coaches and employees, you know, everybody's fighting for employees right now. So,
yes.
You know, you've got to offer the best pay and packages and things like that. Yeah, it's tough.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we're still riding the struggle bus with lifeguards.
Mm-hmm.
I know people here, it's a national shortage, and it's one that we definitely feel right here in Clinton County. Mm-hmm. There are just not enough lifeguards to keep the pool open, you know, as much as we would like to have it open. So we're there and we're getting by, but it is a daily struggle.
Is everything working all right as far as the the inside of the building as far as our pool. We're good to go there. Everything's squared away as far as the pool goes and all of our equipment working okay?
Yeah, so a couple months ago, one of the major components of our pool that is supposed to help pretty much, you know, automate the process of keeping the pool balanced and the chemicals great and, you know, flushing out the toxins and all that good stuff. So that box actually started malfunctioning, and when we contacted the manufacturer, they had no clue what to do either. So they took the box off a couple months ago, and Mo has been manually running our pool, backwashing it, making sure the levels are staying where they're supposed to be. We did have a power outage not too long ago that tripped one of the breakers, and we did not realize it, and it shut off our chlorinator. So our pool got really, really low, and that took a couple days. You know, you've got hundreds of thousands of, you know, gallons of water that you have to get back up to, you know, a healthy
level
to swim in.
Right, right.
Yeah, so every once in a while, those pH levels and the chlorine levels get a little wonky, and for the safety of our members, we close it down as little as possible just to get it back up to where it needs to be. But, you know, for the most part, actually running manual operations on our pool it seems to be a better option than putting this, you know, box back on it that it is not doing its job. So
you know, sometimes with manual, that's the way you got to do it to make sure it gets done right.
Yeah, we can be much more preventative, you know. So
right.
with that box, you know, our only choice was to react.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to react when it malfunctioned. And so now we can be very preventative and very intentional in keeping our pool up and running as effectively as possible.
Well, I've been following you guys on social media, too, and you do a lot of fun things. One thing, it was last week, you asked people to drop your favorite emoji in the comments if you'd be interested in using the Child Watch service on Saturday mornings. And so, you know, that's a creative way to reach out to people.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just got to do things a little bit different.
We've
realized I'm not on social media a lot as far as for the YMCA. I have Kayla who takes care of a lot of our social media. And, you know, I was getting in there and I was like, man, I really just need to know this. But they took away the poll feature. Like, you can't do a poll anymore.
Oh, really?
So
I
was like, okay, how do I get people to just simply respond? You know, I don't need a life story. I just need a yes or a no, or are you interested or not? So sometimes just asking them to put their favorite emoji, put their favorite color, doesn't even really have to do with a question, but just to get them to respond sometimes.
Right, right. Yeah, have a little fun. Like you said, think outside the box a little bit there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know also watching the full disclosure of the social media, I saw a couple weeks ago that the spin classes have been postponed for a couple weeks with Cheryl, but I've heard awesome things about the spin classes. Can you tell us what that is for those who wouldn't know?
The spin is like, it's indoor cycling. So you're on an upright bike, a stationary bike, and you cycle through. Sometimes you're going fast, sometimes you're going slow, sometimes you got to turn your resistance up. It's like mountain biking.
Yeah, it's like you're on a course.
You're on a course and you're self-adjusting to the resistance that works for you. I have watched those ladies and gentlemen leave that class completely drenched in sweat.
Probably jelly legs, too.
Yeah, jelly legs. You know, they're drenched in sweat. Cheryl is an amazing instructor. The members love having her back. So, you know, we're just hoping that, that she's having a little bit of back pain, you know, so once that clears back out, she's ready to get back on the bike and get going.
I also heard a rumor that you guys are going to probably start dodgeball in early November. Is that going to probably happen?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So the dodgeball tournament is a go. You know, we'll have different age brackets. So we'll have a school age bracket and we'll have, you know, a high school, and then, you know, they call those middle agers, and then we have our seniors. I would love to see a couple more senior teams. But it's going to be a good time. Dodgeball is fun. You know, we want the kids to have fun. We want the community to have fun. Just a quick little weekend thing in and out, just to bring it back.
Very good. Well, Stephanie, we appreciate you being available, and we're very excited about all the great things you and your staff are doing over there at the Clinton County Family YMCA. And when you have a good staff, it sure helps, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yeah. So I encourage everyone, one, come out, just say hi to everybody. My staff are here a lot. But to also check out the lobby renovations that we have done in the last couple of weeks. We came in on Labor Day and completely flipped out our lobby. Custom painting by Leo came in and painted for us in the last week. So the lobby has a beautiful, fresh look to it. We got some locker room updates done. So the women's locker room specifically is looking much more feminine and friendly. And then we finally got our outdoor furniture in our green space. So it's accessible and usable for the members now. So
wow.
Lots going on.
I want to know more about the outdoor furniture. You got a little area out there?
Yeah, we've got like a couch and three chairs and the garden's out there and there's a little playset for kids. And we're just going to continue, probably get through the fall and the winter, and in the spring put out the new landscaping. We've got Wi-Fi access out there now so people can come during the day and work. It's just a place to really get that green space that, you know, people need outdoors.
Yeah.
They need to be outdoors.
Fresh air.
They talk about green space and blue space. Some of us thrive on water. Some of us thrive on just being outdoors. I'm that outdoor person, so once this rain stays away and the patio furniture can stay dry, you'll likely find me out there with my laptop working.
All right. Well, Stephanie,
tired of being stuck in the office.
I hear that.
Well, you, Stephanie, before you take off, you were talking about Halloween at the Y. It's going to be from 6 to 8, but what day?
Oh. It's on Friday. October 28th. Mm-hmm. Yep, from 6 to 8, we'll have the family time, and then from 8:30 to 10, we'll have the dance.
All right. So mark it down, Melissa. September 28th.
October 28th.
Yeah,
October
not September 28th.
Yes. No, September 28th is important for all the other reasons in my life, but
okay.
We're waiting for September 28th, too, Kevin.
Uh-huh. I'm with you. And I need an update on that later in the day, too, okay?
Yeah, I'll let you know how that's going.
All right. Well, good luck on that, too.
Keep us updated on your healing process, too.
Yeah.
I'll let you know how that goes.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie. Have a great week.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. More Party Line next on WILO.
When you think of diamonds, what comes to mind?
Getting engaged.
Your wedding day.
A favorite anniversary. Diamonds tend to be associated with special memories. The next time you hear the word diamonds, you need to think of Vierks Fine Jewelry.
At Vierks, we have the area's largest and finest selection featuring hundreds of in-stock certified diamonds, all shapes and sizes, and specializing in a carat and larger.
And our prices and quality will meet or exceed anyone's, from the mall to the internet, even New York's Diamond District.
And for true expertise, Vierks has Lafayette's only GIA graduate gemologist in residence, along with the area's only, and we do mean only, USPAP-compliant jewelry appraiser.
Let Vierks help make any occasion shine with the perfect diamond for your individual taste, style, and budget.
If you're serious about a diamond and serious about saving money, then you need to visit Vierks Fine Jewelry. Seriously.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette. Vierks.com.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Hi, this is Mercedes Del Rio
and Tina Duncan with Blevins Insurance. We are a locally owned and community-minded insurance company in Clinton County. We offer auto, home, life, and business insurance with the best rates and trusted companies like Erie, Progressive, Nationwide, and many more. Come see us at our new location, 400 East Clinton Street, Frankfort, or give us a call at 765-650-7808. Hola, somos Tina Duncan
y Briseida del Real con la agencia de seguros Blevins. Somos una agencia local y nos enfocamos en servir a nuestra comunidad. Ofrecemos seguros de auto, casa, vida y negocio. Contamos con varias compañías confiables como Erie, Progressive, Nationwide y muchas más. Visítenos hoy en 406 Clinton Street, Frankfort, Indiana, o llámenos al 765-650-7808.
We all love the stories of the one-hit wonders. But did you know it's just not an 80s thing? That's right. One and Dunn's have been recording music since Billboard started keeping track. Hi, I'm Dan Sweeney, host of One Hit Wonders, heard every Saturday here on WILO from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. I'll have the stories behind the songs and artists with a little trivia thrown in, too. Join me every Saturday morning at 10 for 2 hours of One Hit Wonders from your hometown classic hits, WILO.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7 day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hittle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
I have always been proud of this radio station and the commitment they've made to high school sport, and none any better than WILO. WILO does so many creative and wonderful things for our community. I think sometimes we take it for advantage, and we shouldn't. Cherish every opportunity we get to talk about our football program and the state of events in football.
We want to thank WILO. If it weren't for your giving us a voice and an opportunity to reach your listening audience, a lot of our missions wouldn't be accomplished. So many thanks to both you and Kevin.
The number one thing is communication. And during a crisis like this, the fact that you guys, through Clinton County Daily News and through the radio station, have been able to, you know, get our messages to the public has been vital in making things smooth and run very seamlessly.
WILO, keeping you connected to our community.
The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the cornerstones of American democracy. Why not check out our new tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com? American Treasures. The tab at American Treasures takes you back in time to when our country was being shaped by our founding forefathers. It features video links to Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, a presentation of Abraham Lincoln's letter to Mrs. Bixby, and much more. Think of WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com when you stop by for a few minutes to relax and truly appreciate American Treasures. Welcome back to WILO's Party Line here. Just a few minutes left in the program at 659-3338. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Blevins Insurance, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Brett Caps, your Edward Jones advisor. Big deals, save money right now. And 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. We've got about 5 minutes left in the program. If there's something on your mind, 659-3338 is the phone number to call. I'm Kevin with Melissa over there. Melissa, anything on your mind you want to chit-chat about this morning? I've got a few things
here.
Well,
there's a lot coming up. So,
We could touch on those. I wanted to see if there was anything specific on your mind, anything you wanted to talk about, though.
Not really. We've just been digging through an attic that had a lot of stuff in it that we didn't realize.
Mm-hmm.
And we found, this is a really cool find.
Mm-hmm.
We found a old elementary primer book.
Oh, yeah, the primary.
From the 1800s.
The primary books. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What kind of shape is it in?
It's actually in really, really good shape.
Oh, wow.
And the really cool part about it is I knew exactly what it was before I even read the cover, just by looking at the picture and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I had seen it on an episode of Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how I recognized
it. Isn't that cool? Wow.
Yeah, and we found a lot of books from the 1800s, and we're checking in to see, you know, where would be a good place to donate these books, because, of course, they're, you know, they're classics. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are school books. It's really interesting to see what's in them, but there's surely someone out there that would really appreciate them.
Yeah. Well, you're talking to one guy who loves to collect old books. And
yeah, I mean, it's really cool.
I think the oldest one I have in my collection is probably 1865, I think. So it's pretty old.
I've got about what this primary book was.
Yeah, very good. We may have to talk then off the air. I'll show you. I'll share some of my knowledge with you there.
It's kind of fun.
So was there anything else, like a great recipe that you found that the great-great-grandma maybe forgot to pass down from a generation or anything, clothing? Or?
My daughter has latched on to all of those. She actually has the books.
Okay.
she took those, and, yeah, there are some old family recipes in there, and I will share those later on as
now
she's
you're
sorting
talking.
Through everything.
Very good. Very good.
But, yeah, there was we found all kinds of things.
Yeah.
We found pictures that we had never seen, and
those are always interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And we actually found a picture, we believe, because they didn't write on the backs of them.
Right.
And that's what hurts. But
right.
Larry's great, it'd be his grandfather on his dad's side, died when his dad was like 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So there was hardly any pictures. You know, nobody really knew him.
Right.
And it's funny because Larry's built just like him.
Tall and lanky, huh?
And that's what we've heard. You know, our family members always say, oh, he's built just like his grandpa.
Right.
And we think we actually found a picture of him with a team of mules.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Kind of neat.
Yeah.
Went and visited a couple of cemeteries.
Mm-hmm.
And we're checking out some Revolutionary War and Civil War veterans.
Oh, I love that.
Stones, that kind of thing. And actually did some tracing and
little genealogy
found
work.
Pictures of my great-great-grandfather who served with the cavalry, and he served with in the Civil War, and kind of neat stuff.
Yeah. Very good. Well, that sounds like a fun weekend.
We had a really, really good weekend.
Good. Well,
what about you?
Yeah.
I know you went to the Hispanic thing on Saturday night. But
I had that Saturday, yeah. And like I said, I was lucky to get out of there because there were so many people there. And we knew it would be a good turnout because that's why they moved it from Veterans Park last year to Prairie Creek Park, because we knew it was just getting bigger and bigger. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, like the first one 3 years ago was, of course, right in the middle of COVID, but they still had a good turnout, and it's been kicked off real nice. So that was nice. Yesterday, I got up in the morning and came into the radio station and was able to do some things while nobody was around, and it was a good time because I was here because I wanted to be here. Not because I had to be here, you know. So it was good working on a few things to get us pointed in the right direction for this week, as we have a lot going on here, as you well know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So,
and getting, you know, we're gearing up, getting ready for next week, which
mm-hmm.
is Senior Fair.
I know. It's hard to believe that it's going to be a week from this Wednesday, which is what I wanted to wrap the program up with this morning. So thank you for that segue there, Melissa. We do have the Senior Fair coming up on September 28th and Wednesday 9 to 2. And of course, if you set up, we're doing that the day before. Okay. I think it's until like 6 o'clock. We'll have someone over there. We've got the Moon Cats with live entertainment between 12:30 and 1:30. We'll have bingo with door prizes, more door prizes and fun, free breakfast, free lunch, all made by C&R Catering. Of course, Rodney Mounts and his crew. Right now, 35 booths from areas businesses and organizations. And our theme this year is RPM, Remembering Past Music, like the 33 and a third RPM album. So we're going to have like an album-themed senior fair. So I guess you could come dressed up as an album, Melissa, but I don't know how that would quite work. Maybe I could get creative with the album cover or something. But we want to see you there. It's at the Community Life Center in Frankfort, behind the First Church of the Nazarene, which is right across from Frankfort High School. And, of course, we'll have a shuttle as well. So make your plans now to get there, and we'll see you there, all right? Also want to give a real quick orchid to our very own Mayor Judy Sheets, because this woman was everywhere this weekend, as she is every weekend. She hits everything that's going on, Melissa, in the city of Frankfort. She was at the farmer's market, which was huge success again Saturday morning. She gave the welcome to the Hispanic Heritage Festival, and she was at 30 other places. I think she even celebrated a birthday with her daughter. So just a big
in order for her to get around, she has to have a golf cart with rockets on it just to get her around to the different areas and not have to deal with all the traffic.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe a Learjet or something just to get her across town.
She's got, but she couldn't park that very easily.
Yeah, it'd be tougher, wouldn't it? Well, you never say never, right?
No, exactly. Exactly. So,
all right. Well, tomorrow on the program, we're going to have, as we said, Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition. But first, we will also have Tristan Comagies coming in to talk about the campaign for United Way. She's going to be right here in the studio with us. We're going to highlight the pay setters and the dollar amounts and share some of the activities that the pay setters did to raise awareness and the money. And then they're going to have a big Angry Donkey event Wednesday night. She's going to talk about that. And then a big golf event coming up October 1st. So we've got all that tomorrow on the Party Line program. And Melissa, you have a great day.
You too.
All right. Thank you. And thanks for joining us. And thanks to our Party Line sponsors, who include ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Big Deals, Ivy Tech Community College, Blevins Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Back tomorrow at 8:30 for the Tuesday edition of Party Line. Have a great day from WILO.